The Mishnah in the Gemara Brachos Daf Tes Vav teaches us that one should be meticulous in pronouncing each of the words and letters of Shema. This is an obligation incumbent upon every individual in order to fulfill the mitzvah of reading Kriya Shema Kahalocha. Certainly, l'chatchila, one must make a strong attempt to read each word properly. The source of this obligation is from the pasuk "V'limaditem oisam es b'neichem ledaber bom." The word "V'limaditem" is divided into two words, "Lamad" and "Tam." Learn, complete. Your word should be whole and complete. The specific halachas are written in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Kriya Shema Simen Samach Aleph. The Rama adds that the mitzvah of pronouncing words correctly is not limited to Shema, but also applies to all other parts of davening, Shemoyne Esrei, Psukei de Zimra, and whenever one reads Psukim of Tanakh. Our Chazal teach us that we are obligated to understand the Perush HaMilois, the meaning of the words that we say in Kriya Shema and Tefillah. In addition, Chazal were very concerned with our knowing the rules of dikduk, such as shvono, shvonoch, doge, shrevach ben hadevekim, mil'el nura, and more. The Radak explains that the halachas are written in Hilchas Kriya Shema for two reasons. One is that it contains Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim and Yichud Hashem. And the second reason is because the mitzvah of reading Shema is incumbent upon every Jew two times a day mid-Oraisa, and therefore Chazal taught these halachas in Hilchas Kriya Shema when the people would be in shul saying Kriya Shema. My hope is that by listening to these recordings of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you will be able to improve your reading skills in davening.